You're listening to SBS News.
As Glenn Wheatley recently celebrated the immortalisation of an Australian classic in the National Sound Archive,
it's because I love you, not because we're far apart.
In November 2020, he told SBS he was keen to help the music industry recover from the pandemic's hammer blow.
We're itching to get out and work again. Of course, COVID-friendly times, we'll be back again, but still very much involved in the industry and love every minute of it. Have no intention of slowing down.
But sadly, it's COVID-19 that has claimed his life. He started out his career as Master's Apprentice's bass guitarist before forging a career as a music entrepreneur. Established the Wheatley Organisation in 1975 and first managed the Little River Band.
Hang on, help is on its way. I'll be there as fast as I can.
Singer Glenn Shorrock told the ABC Wheatley had a deep respect for his charges.
He thought Australian musicians were getting a raw deal, and we did get a raw deal in those days. Just more money for struggling musicians, and because of people like him, we have what they call an industry now rather than a hobby.
He then forged a four-decade-long partnership with John Farnham, revitalising his career with an anthemic comeback song. Discovering Delta Goodrum was also one of his proudest achievements, but hindering Wheatley's career was the significant legal and financial hurdles he faced. In the late 1980s, he plunged millions of dollars into the now defunct Ivy Nightclub in Melbourne, in what he would later describe as a disastrous and costly decision. Then came Project Wickenby, the major tax evasion investigation that resulted in his conviction in 2007.
Wheatley pleaded guilty to three Commonwealth charges earlier this month. He dodged paying more than $300,000 in tax.
He was sentenced to 15 months jail, but emerged determined to resume his role as one of the music industry's key figures. Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews says there should be gratitude across the country for his achievements.
We say how sorry we are that he's gone too soon, and we wish all those who loved him all the very best at what will be a very difficult time. But you can't have an Australian music scene, and therefore a Victorian music scene, as strong as it is today without the work of people like Glenn Wheatley, and him and his family should be very proud of that.
Wheatley is survived by his wife Gaynor and three children, who say he still had so much more to give to the industry he loved. Gareth Borum, SBS News.